Cooper and Una on iRadio.
Another Barbie movie, not only breaking box office records, but also music kind of box office records, like sales records. The album has 17 tracks in it, and 6 tracks are in the top 40 of the charts.
Not surprised.
Unbelievable. What's your favourite song from the Barbie movie? I'm just Ken.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
I
don't know.
I know.
Crying out loud. Tell you what, Samantha, bet you've seen Barbie, have you?
No, I actually haven't.
Oh, Samantha. But the thing is, you're a very, very busy person, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I can be.
Yeah, what are you doing today? Nothing.
Oh, well, today's my day off, yeah. Thank God.
So, you're a hairdresser. Can you please explain to me why hairdressers are mostly closed on a Monday?
I actually think it's an old Irish myth that if you open on a Monday, that your business is going to fail or something. I think it's something like that.
I like the idea of that.
Or is it not just that you work the Saturdays, so you to give yourself a 2-day weekend, you'll have the Sunday and the Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, it doesn't work that well for me.
No.
Oh, does it not?
No, you know yourself, you get busy on a Sunday, then on a Monday, and then it's not really a week off, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I wish that applied for everyone, though. Like if you worked like if you worked Monday to Friday, then if you worked on maybe Friday night and Saturday night on a Saturday, you get maybe Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. Although in Scotland, I think they're trying to introduce a 4-day working week.
Oh, like they did that in France, didn't they?
Yeah,
it's
working really well.
Listen up,
bring it over
here. Working really well. Kieran, how are we getting on with the research over there?
So apparently it's to do with the fact that if you close on a Saturday, it's bad business, obviously. Like, it's your busiest day.
Yeah.
But then there's something about a union for barbers where basically they needed 2 days off a week.
Like, that's what I said.
You need to give people 2 days off a week, so.
So everyone's right and everyone's wrong at the same time.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. All right. So you're already planning things for Halloween, I believe?
Yeah, I am. I've been busy.
So there's a big gaggle of you heading out. Have you got your outfits sorted? I know, the 2nd of October. Are you sorted already?
Oh yeah, we're already sorted and ordered. My boyfriend ordered his last night.
Oh yeah, what are you going as?
Chucky and Chucky's bride.
Oh man. And is it a Halloween party you're going to?
No, we're probably going to go out, you know, nice
just,
out.
Just dressed as Chucky and Chucky's bride.
We'll find something to do. We're long for the dead of the night, so we might go there.
We were looking at Halloween costumes over the weekend as well.
Are you getting dressed up?
Yeah, I always get dressed up for Halloween. Myself and Max want to do, like my son, we want to do like a kind of a matched outfit thing. So we're either going to go as Rick and Morty, okay?
Oh,
yeah.
And, or Noel and Ryan.
Who?
Oh my God.
Just a pinstripe suit and then another suit. All right, here. Who do you want to do the describing for this morning for you?
Sorry?
Who do you want to do the describing for you for TikTok? That's why you're on. You're not on here for anything else, really.
Probably Una there.
Probably is not a bad idea. Okay.
Okay, I'll do my best for you.
Okay, Una, there's your card.
Okay.
Freddy, best of luck, Samantha, representing Longford, and the hairdressers are off today. Let's go, 3, 2, 1.
It's the county where you're from.
Longford.
So this is a cartoon and a musical and the song A Whole New World. Is it
a Little Mermaid?
No. So this is the wife of Daniel O'Donnell.
Oh God, I don't know.
So this was a chocolate bar and it was sexist because it says it wasn't for girls.
New Yorkie.
Oh yeah, so this is a Kerry politician wears a hat.
Time is up.
Times. Oh God, I was awful at that.
I think if you had it in time, we would have given you a guard. Yeah.
Right. So, is the song "A Whole New World"?
World.
That is not from.
Is that from Aladdin?
I know. I don't watch Disney.
Can you Google that there, Kieran? Because I thought it was from Beauty and the Beast.
I don't need to Google it. I think it might.
Is it from Beauty and the Beast or Aladdin?
I think it is actually Aladdin.
Yeah.
Well, I did you dirty. Know, I did you dirty there now, Samantha, because I got it incorrect.
Again, who knows? They all kind of merge into it. I think, is it when...
is it Aladdin?
It's Aladdin.
It's Aladdin.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, if you'd have said Aladdin, I would have given it to you, but you didn't. So, right?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't the answer. What was the answer?
No, Beauty and the Beast was the answer. Yeah, so I messed that one up, right? Okay.
Forbidden Loves, one's gorgeous, the other one is absolutely like a monster.
So you got Longford, which is great.
Congratulations, well done.
That was a great one.
Yeah. And you got Yorkie.
Eventually.
Yeah, Magella O'Donnell was who I was looking for.
Oh, God,
I don't know nothing about him, you see.
Then the last one was actually Michael Healy-Ray. But we were out of time.
Yeah, with no politics either. I'm not that very knowledgeable.
No, you're
right. Don't you talk about Samantha like that. You're very knowledgeable on other things.
Just don't get involved in politics. That's the main thing.
Yeah. So how many did you get today? You got two. Well, look, that's a lot. A lot of that is to do with me and singing the wrong songs from the wrong musicals.
Yeah.
So I apologise for that.
Yeah.
And listen,
that's grand.
You get breakfast on us.
Oh, brilliant.
That's perfect.
All right. Now you set the bar. Now anybody who gets two this week, they reckon they're going to get breakfast because you messed up once again.
Are you saying you're not going to do better than two?
Anyway, if you would like to play TikTok tomorrow, 087-1102-107. Samantha, just before you head off, I'm going to ask you something because you probably don't get asked this on a Monday. Any plans for the summer? Any plans? You're going away this weekend?
Nothing.
There you go.
Make sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest podcasts with Cooper and Una.
Weekdays from 7 a.m. Radio.